October 19. Removing Every Hindrance. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. For the outpouring of the Spirit, every lover of the cause of truth should pray. And as far as lies in our power, we are to remove every hindrance to his working. The Spirit can never be poured out while variance and bitterness toward one another are cherished by the members of the church. Envy, jealousy, evil surmising, and evil speaking are of Satan, and they effectually bar the way against the Holy Spirit's working. Nothing else in this world is so dear to God as his church. Nothing is guarded by him with such jealous care. Nothing so offends God as an act that injures the influence of those who are doing his service. He will call to account all who aid Satan in his work of criticizing and discouraging. Those who are destitute of sympathy, tenderness, and love cannot do Christ's work. Before the prophecy can be fulfilled, the weak shall be as David, and the house of David as the angel of the Lord, Zechariah 12:8. The children of God must put away every thought of suspicion in regard to their brethren. Heart must beat in unison with heart. Christian benevolence and brotherly love must be far more abundantly shown. The words are ringing in my ears, "Draw together, draw together." The solemn sacred truth for this time is to unify the people of God. The desire for preeminence must die. One subject of emulation must swallow up all others. Who will most nearly resemble Christ in character? Who will most entirely hide self in Jesus? "Herein is my Father glorified," Christ says, "that ye bear much fruit." John chapter 15, verse 8. If there was ever a place where the believers should bear much fruit, it is at our camp meetings. At these meetings, our acts, our words, our spirit are marked, and our influence is as far-reaching as eternity. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 42.